Dual-fuel hybrid system. Heat pump plus gas furnace as a unit. A whole system field tied to dual-fuel hybrid heating. An air source heat pump paired with a gas furnace as the backup heat. How the two are wired together, how switchover and the balance point work, and the install and service got is unique to hybrid systems. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A dual-fuel or hybrid system pairs an outdoor air source heat pump with an indoor gas furnace instead of electric strips. The heat pump does the heating when it's efficient to do so, mild and moderate cold, and the gas furnace takes over when it's cold enough that gas is cheaper or the heat pump can't keep up. You get heat pump efficiency in the shoulder seasons and gas BTUs in deep cold from one integrated system. The key idea: a normal heat pump system uses electric resistant strips for backup. A dual fuel system swaps those strips for a gas furnace. That one substitution changes how the backup is controlled, because, unlike strips, which can run alongside the heat pump, the gas furnace and the heat pump generally do not run at the same time in heat mode. The control logic switches from one to the other. How it's built. It's two familiar machines wired to cooperate. Outdoor unit. A standard air source heat pump, compressor, both coils, reversing valve, defrost, accumulator, biflow metering. Same as any split heat pump. Indoor unit. A gas furnace, any efficiency with the heat pump's indoor coil mounted on top of downstream of the furnace. So the furnace blower serves the heat pump for cooling and heat pump heating, and the furnace burners serve as the backup heat. The control brain, either a dual fuel capable thermostat that knows about heat pump plus furnace switchover, or a fossil fuel kit slash outdoor thermostat that handles the switchover logic, or the furnace's own control board doing it. One of these decides which heat source runs, how switchover works. This is the heart of dual fuel, and it's what techs get tripped up on. Above the switchover temperature, the heat pump heats, the furnace stays off. Below the switchover temperature, the system locks out the heat pump's heating and runs the gas furnace instead. The furnace, not the heat pump, satisfies the call. Cooling. The heat pump runs as the AC. The furnace is irrelevant. The switchover point is set around the balance slash economic point, the outdoor temperature where gas becomes the smarter choice, either because the heat pump's capacity has fallen off, or because gas is cheaper per BTU at that temperature given local rates. It's commonly set somewhere around 30 to 40 degrees, but it's an economic decision, not a fixed number. Two ways it's commonly implemented. Outdoor thermostat slash fossil fuel kit. A temperature sensor outside opens or closes a contact at the set point, telling the controls to switch sources. Smart thermostat with outdoor temperature. The thermostat knows the outdoor temp sensor or internet and a program switchover set point, and it commands heat pump vs furnace directly. During defrost, when a heat pump defrosts, the system needs heat to temper the cold supply air, and in dual fuel that often means firing the gas furnace briefly instead of strips. The controls coordinate this so the house doesn't get a blast of cold air during defrost. How it's wired. The thermostat slash controls drive, Y slash O to the heat pump compressor and reversing valve, G for the blower, and W to the furnace's heat call, but with switchover logic so W only fires the furnace when the heat pump is locked out cold or during defrost, not alongside heat pump heating. Get this interlock wrong and you either run both at once wasteful, and the furnace heat can confuse the heat pump's coil, or never run one of them. In the field, sequence of operation. Cooling. Y plus O run the heat pump as an AC. Furnace blower moves the air. Burners stay off. Heat pump heating mild. Y runs the compressor reversing valve in heat. The indoor coil heats the air. The furnace stays cold. Switchover cold. Outdoor temp drops below set point to controls lock out heat pump heating to a heat call fires the gas furnace through its normal sequence inducer, igniter, valve, flame, blower. Defrost. Heat pump reverses to de-ice. The furnace fires briefly to temper supply air. System returns to heat pump heat afterward if still above switchover. Normal values and targets. Switchover slash balance point, commonly about 30 to 40 degrees, set to the local economic crossover, not a universal number. Heat pump side. Subcool slash superheat and defrost behavior per the heat pump rules. Heat mode charging is its own skill. Weigh in or heat mode chart. Furnace side. Temperature rise in the plate band. Manifold pressure to plate. Flame sense 1 to 6 micro A. All the normal furnace numbers. No simultaneous operation. In heat mode you should see one source or the other, not both. Defrost tempering aside. Common faults and what they mean. Furnace runs all winter, heat pump never heats. Switchover set too high. Outdoor sensor failed slash miswired, or the heat pump heating is locked out by fault. The customer paid for a heat pump that isn't being used. Heat pump runs in deep cold, House can't keep up. Switchover set too low or no switchover wired, so the heat pump struggles when the furnace should have taken over. Both run at once slash fighting. Wiring interlock wrong. The furnace and heat pump heating aren't properly locked out from each other. Wasteful and can cause coil slash control problems. Cold blast during defrost. The furnace or its tempering logic isn't firing during defrost, so the supply blows cold while the outdoor coil de-ices. No heat at all in cold weather. Switchover commanded the furnace, but the furnace has its own fault pressure switch, flame sense, etc. Diagnose the furnace normally. Cooling fine. No heat or vice versa. Reversing valve, a wire, or switchover logic issues. Isolate which source is supposed to be running. Tech tips and gotchas. Know which device owns the switchover before you touch anything. Outdoor thermostat. Fossil fuel kit. Smart thermostat with outdoor temp. That's where the heat slash cool source decision is made, and it's the first place to look on a wrong source running complaint. Heat pump and furnace don't run together in heat mode except defrost tempering. If you see both firing, the interlock is wrong. Set the switchover to the real economic crossover. Too high wastes the heat pump, too low leaves the house cold or runs the heat pump inefficiently. It's a money calculation based on local gas and electric rates plus equipment capacity. Defrost tempering uses the furnace. Verify the furnace fires briefly during defrost so the customer doesn't feel a cold blast. A common hybrid complaint. Two systems, two skill sets. A dual fuel call might be a heat pump charge problem, a furnace flame sense problem, or a switchover logic problem. Figure out which source is misbehaving first. Safety slash code notes. All gas furnace safety rules apply to the furnace half. Combustion air per the mechanical slash fuel gas code. Venting per the appliance category. No jump ring limits slash rollouts. CO testing on any spillage suspicion. All heat pump rules apply outdoors. Disconnect within sight per NEC section 440. Recover refrigerant per EPA section 608. Defrost meltwater drainage clearance. The coil sits in the furnace's airstream. Condensate from the cooling coil must drain per the mechanical slash plumbing code, and a cooling coil over a furnace heat exchanger must be installed so condensate doesn't drip into the furnace.